الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, we'll go to the exercise number 6. And what is the page in your book? 146. Inshallah. Ta'amalil amsilata li bab afa. وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر واسم الفاعل واسم المفعول والمصدر واسم المكان والزمان. Brothers and sisters, so we were doing exercise number 11. Are you with me? The beautiful, beautiful verse from the Quran. Very meaningful. Very meaningful, brother. قال تعالى إنما يأمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخشى إلا الله. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? This is Surah Tawbah, verse number 18, brother. There is a verb here. It is a three-letter verb. Fi'l thulasi. Ya'muru. What is the ma'adi? Amara. What is the madi? Amara. Amara, bab, nasara, yamuru. What is the meaning of this, brothers and sisters? The meaning of this is to build, to raise, to erect, to set up, to construct. Okay. There's a second meaning, is to provide and furnish it. After you build it, you got to furnish it. You provide all the amenities. Also, it has the meaning of when you build masjid, you got to teach Quran there. Teach religion there. Are you with me, brother and sister? And we pray there. Okay? So let us take the first meaning. To build, to construct, to provide, furnish. Okay. Innama. Now, innama, I have been waiting for a long time to show you innama. Inshallah, we will learn innama also. But I'm not going to concentrate on it now. It's coming later on. Right here, we only say only. But only is a very simple translation of innama. It has got much more than only. It has got much more than only. Yamuru. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi dhamma. What is masajida? Mafulun bihi. What is Allahi? Mudafilihi. Masajida, mafulun bihi, wa huwa mudaf and mudafilihi. Where is the file? Where is the file? Look at it. Read the sentence. Man is your file. What is man? Ismu mausula. What is man? Ismu mausula. That is your file. Are you with me? Ismu mausula. Mabniun ala sukun fi mahalli rafa'in fa'il. Are you with me? That is your file. Those will build Allah's masajid and furnish it. Who are those? Amana billahi. Amana billahi, brothers and sisters. So, is amana, what kind of verb is that? Form four. This is what we are interested in tracing the verbs in any form. From form 4. So, amana is fi'l ma'adi. Billahi. Jar majur. Okay. Wa yawm al akhiri. Ma'tufun ala. Allah. Okay. Waw harfu atfin. Akama. Salata. Again form 4. And they believe in Allah. They are the one who will build and construct Allah's masajid, and they will furnish it, maintain it, look after it. Who are those people? They are the ones who believe in Allah and Yawm al-Akhirah. And they establish Salah. Brother, even if they are close to masjid, they'll come and establish the Salah in masjid. If they are away from masjid, they'll establish the Salah anywhere they want. If they are in the desert, they'll establish there. If they are in the forest, they'll establish Salah in the forest. Wherever they are, they will establish their Salah. Wa'ata. This is powerful. Aata. Zakat. Aata. Form 4. That's why I have written these here. Aata's. Zakata. So zakata is your mafulun bihi, and salata is your mafulun bihi. Okay, and akama and aata, these are both form 4, fa'il mustatir. Okay, takdiruhu huwa, and it goes to man. Walam yaksha. Now lam yaksha, but lam is harfu nafyin wa jazmin wa qalbin. Lam yaksha. And he does not fear anybody except Allah. These are the people they will only look after the masjid, construct them, maintain them, provide everything that's needed for the comfort of the Muslims, inshallah. Where is the file? Man is the file. And then, Amana Billahi. Okay, so what will be Amana Billahi? Silatul Mausul. MashaAllah. What will be Amana Billahi? Silatul Mausul. And then, Wow came, and another sentence starts. So that is also Mautufun ala Silatul Mausul. What did I say? Mautufun ala Silatul Mausul. And again, Wow came, Mautufun ala Silatul Mausul. And again, Wow came, Lam Yaksha. That sentence is Mautufun ala Silatul Mausul. You got the idea? Inshallah. Very good. Now there's a beautiful dua, brothers and sisters. We say it every day. Ya Rabbana. Ya is not there. I just deliberately said it. We say Rabbana. Rabba. We made it mansub because Ya is there. It's mazuf. Rabbana. Okay. Na is mudafilehi. Okay. Atina. No, what is this Atina? It's Ammar. What is it? Ammar. Okay. Yoti. Brother Hassan, what shall we do, brother? How many chops? Two chops. Both sides. And then we bring our Hamza. Now we brought our Hamza because there is a Fatah there. This Hamza will change to its original position and that will be like this. Are you with me? And then this will change into Ah. So this is your Amar. Fi'lu Amrin Mabniun ala Hadhafi Harfi Illa. MashaAllah. Okay. So where is the file? Mustatir. Takdirhu Anta. Who's the Anta? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother, I said Anta. Anta has to be in front of you. Anta has to be in front of you. So Allah is listening to us. He sees us. We don't see Him, but He sees us. He's in front of us. Okay? Wa'atina. Na, what is Na? Mafulun bihi, number one. Ata yuti will have two mafulun bihi. So, na is mafulun bihi, one. How will I describe it? Damirun muttasilun mabniun ala sukun fi mahali nasbin mafulun bihi. Now when I say, I'm sure you are comfortable with it. Fi dunya jar majrur. Okay. Hasanatan mafulun bihi, number two. Wafil akhirati, brothers and sisters, hasanatan. Okay, so this is mautufun ala, hasanatan, the other one. Okay, wakina, and this is waw, harfu atf. What is ki? Fi fi'l amr. Waka. Yaki, are you comfortable? Shall I again demonstrate for you? Waka. Brother, I don't mind demonstrating, but it should cost you something. Either it should cost you samosas, or it should cost you biryani. Waka. Yaki. Are you with me? Brother Hassan, how many chops? Two chops. Now, do I need Hamza of Amar? I don't need. So, what is my fi'l Amar? Can you imagine, brother, only one word is Amar? This is the beauty of Arabic, brothers. And where is the file? I want you to think over it. Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu? Anta? But the anta is only one who is in front of us. You got to think about this. Anta means one who is in front of you. So we got to feel that way in our heart, that Allah is always with us. Always, always with us. Okay? So, ki is amar, fi'lu amrin, mabniun ala hadhafi harfi illa. And again, this also will have two mafulun bihi. So what is the first mafulun bihi? Na. Okay, very good. And then where is the second? Azaba. Only azaba. Sister Manas, wa huwa mudaf and mudaf ilay. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. You got it there. Now, let us do the last one. Okay. So, in this ayah, the verb which was of our interest was ati, fi'lu amrin. Fi'lu amrin from form 4. Okay. Now, number 13, ana min al yabani, mubtada, jar majrur khabar, ana mubtada, walakinnani. So, what is ya mutakallim doing there with lakinnani? Ismu lakinna. Where is khabar lakinna? The jumla comes after that, jumla failure. Okay? Ukimu, what is ukimu? No. Mudariya. Akama, yukimu, 5 in your pocket. Yukimu, tukimu, tukimu, ukimu, nukimu. Okay? What is the meaning of ukimu, I stay or live? Okay? Al-ana fil Almania. I live now in Almania. I'm from Japan. But right now, I stay in or live in Germany. Germany. Okay? So that was our verb. Ukimu is fi'l mudariya. Very good. Marfu. Nas'alu Allah. Nas'alu Allah. Nas'alu. What is the meaning of sa'ala? Yas'alu. To ask a question. But when you use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means dua. But it means dua. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nas'alu Allah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ay yaj'ala. That He makes al-jannata mukamana. Mukamana. Ja'ala yaj'alu, we are going to learn very soon, it also has two mafulun bihis. All these things are coming. Very interesting things are coming. And brothers and sisters, I have told you many times, I will repeat so that you do understand that Book 3 has got so many new rules, easy rules. They are very easy and interesting rules, but there are too many. So what will happen? We tend to forget. So what shall we do? We got to revise it. As often as possible. Even if, when you finish the course, you will always revise Book 3. And revise key of Book 3, because it will be a quick reference. And then you will always be up to date in your knowledge of the Arabic. And it will make the understanding of Quran, inshallah, very, very easy and interesting. So you got to revise all the time. Fine, brothers and sisters. Jannata. Bafulun bihi number 1. And mukamana. Mukama. Bafulun bihi number 2. Mudaf, mudaf. What is mukama, Sister Afza? It is ism maful. It is ism maful. What is ism fa'il? Mukimu. Mukimu is your ism fa'il. And ism maful is? Mukama. Are you with me? Now, mukama is ism maful. Correct. But here it is ism makan. What is it? It's a place. Are you with me? You will call this ism makan. It is built on the wazan of ism maful. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. So we finished this exercise, brothers and sisters. Now I've written another beautiful verse because some of you have always asked me that you want to know more Quran. So Sir Abhi, this is a very beautiful verse. I was so touched by this, brothers and sisters. When Allah sends His rahmat, it is not necessary in the terms of dollars. Are you with me, brother? It is in the terms of our understanding, the insight. Because if Allah gives us insight, we will always find peace and sakina in our heart. You know, even with little bit of money, we will be happy. Remember, we can reflect. Allah lets us go to sleep with belly full. It never lets us go to sleep hungry. Most of us, except in the third world countries. And those circumstances are man-made circumstances. Allah did not do it like that. People have created those circumstances. Because the rich is very rich, and the poor is very poor. May Allah, inshallah, have mercy on those, and those who are rich can share with others, you know. Okay. Now, here we are, brothers and sisters. Yuti, what is Yuti? It is not majhul. Yuti. Ata Yuti. Mudariya. See here? Ata Yuti. So it is Yuti. Fa'ilun mudariyun marfun bi dammatil mukaddara. Where is the fa'il? Where is fa'il? No, you are tempted to say man because there was man in the other. But brother, every time you see man is not fa'il. Here, again we have to remember. Sister Maimuna, we got to remember that ata yuti will have two mafulun bi. So keep that in mind. Okay? Same is ata yuti. Remember. Okay? The meaning of ata yuti, let me write down. Here, same meaning. Meaning is same. In this case, the fa'il is mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, then I need two mafulun bihi. Where is the first mafulun bihi? Hikmata. Allah gives, blesses hikmata. Where is the number two mafulun bihi? Man. He blesses hikma to whom he wishes. Are you with me? To whom he wishes. So this is your mafulun bihi number one, mafulun bihi number two. Maybe I should write it down on top. Mafulun bihi number one, and this is mafulun bihi number two. What is yashal? Fi'l mudariya. Marfun bi dhamma. Sha'a yashal. Sha'a yashal. Okay. Asha ya'ishu. Sha'a yashal. Where is the file of yashal? Mustatir, taqdiru huwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is this jumla doing here? Yashau, silatul mausul. Brother? Because man is ismu mausula. So this is your silatul mausul. Okay. Now starts, what does the start now, brother? I think it is, maybe it is wa, not fa. Please pardon me if I sometimes make some spelling mistake. But man, okay. Waman. Okay, what is man now, brothers and sisters? Waman. Ismu shart. Jazimun. Tajzimu. Fi'alaini. Now watch for those two fi'als. Okay. Man Yuta. Now, what is Yuta?
Majhul.
Brother? Ata Yuti. Utiya Yuta. Utiya Yuta. Make Yuta Majzoom. So what will be the pronunciation? Yuta. Majzoom. From my Yuta. Okay. Where is the naif file of Yuta? Mustatir. Takdiruhu huwa. Yadullu ala man. Now, you know, Ata Yuti had two mafulun bihi. One mafulun bihi became naifa. Where is the second mafulun bihi? Because it will stay as a mafulun bihi. Hikmata. What is the translation of this? Man Yuta Hikmata. Who was given? And whosoever is given, because man will make the translation in the present tense. And whosoever is given. What is given? Hikmah. Are you with me? And whosoever is given hikmah, brothers and sisters, ufaq him. And we know ufaq him. Fa is alfa'u waqiyatun. Waqiyatun means occurring. Fi jawab al-shart. Now the jawab al-shart will commence. Fine. And what is qad? Harfu tahqiq. Harfu tahqiq. And it will always be followed by madi. It will be followed by madi. Wa qad utiya. What is utiya? Majhul. But madi. Madi majhul. Madi majhul. Where is the naif file of utiya? Brother, instead of naif file, if I slip and say file, and if you don't catch me, then I will assume you are all sleeping. So you got to catch me if I err. If I slip, you must catch me. So utiya is failun madin majhul. Lil majhul, okay? And where is the naif file? Musatir. Takdiru huwa. Then again goes to the man. Okay, utiya. Then khairan. Mafulun bihi. Kasiran. No, not here. Here it will be not. Khairan kasiran. Whosoever is given hikmah, tahqiq, certainly. He has been given kathir, kathir khair, brother. Great, too much abundance of goodness. He has been given kathir. What is that? Khairan kathiran. He has been given utiya khairan kathiran. Abundance of goodness. Are you with me? Got the idea? And then what will you say? Al-jumlatul fi'aliyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Got the idea? Now comes waw. Now this is not waw atf. It's another waw, because in Arabic, when you start a new sentence, you start with waw. Okay? So this is not waw atf. Okay? New sentence starting. Ma. This is what is ma? Harfu nafi. This is harfu nafi. What is this? Yadzakkaru. Ma yadzakkaru. Okay. Now this is something, it will definitely confuse you unless somebody shows you. That is why, you know, for learning Arabic, we need a teacher who can show us those small things. The teacher will save your time and it will boost your understanding. So, brothers and sisters, the verb is zakkara. What is the verb? Zakkara. That is the form 2. Make it into form 5. Tazakkara. What is it? Tazakkara. Okay, let's do it, huh, brother? If you wish, you can copy this, huh? Because this will help you a lot. Tazakkara. Huh? And nobody remembers this, or nobody bears in mind. Nobody bears in mind. Tazakkara is to bear in mind or to remember. Or to realize. Okay. Tazakkara. What will be the mudariya? Yatazakkara. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Are you with me?
Yes.
Now what happens here? In this particular verb, it changes like this, brother. Yeah. What happened? Ta change into
another
za. Are you with me? Now we have two fatas. We can't have two fatas. So what happens? This fatah changes into sukun. Okay, brothers and sisters? You cannot pronounce this with ease. So remember mudaf? Whenever there were two letters coming together, we had to give one letter a sukoon so that we can make an idgham. Okay? Here we are, brothers and sisters. Now you change this. What happens now? Yadzakar. Are you with me? What happened now? I'm writing here finally, brother. It changed into Yazakaru. Are you with me? So what is Yazakaru? It is nothing but what is it? Yatazakaru. Yazakaru. But Yatazakaru change into Yazakaru. So, but this is Quran. We got to remember the rules and remember how things undergo small changes. Meaning is same. None bears in mind. This, the hikmah of this ayah, nobody bears in mind except Ulul Albab. Ulul Albab. Remember Ulu. Are you with me? This is most important, brothers and sisters. Remember Ulu. And what will be the... this is Marfu. What is it? Marfu. What will be the Mansub and Majrur form of Ulu? Uli. Ulil Amr. Ulil Amr. Remember? There is a verse in the Quran. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu atiullah wa atiur rasul wa ulil amr. What is ulil? It's a jama. It's not a singular. Now, this is something to be understood. Ulu means zavu. What does it mean? Ulu means zavu. Do you know zavu? What is this? Zu, za, and then zi. This is singular. Marfu, mansub, majrur. Now we make it zavu. Are you with me? Are you with me? Zabur. Huh? Okay? And then what will be the... this is plural. Huh? And what will be the mansub and majrur? It will be zabi. Are you with me? Now, brothers and sisters, what is Zavu? It's equivalent word, having same meaning is Ulu. What is it? Ulu. Are you with me? Ulu. Okay, Zavu has a singular. Zavu has a singular. And what is that singular? Zu. Zavu is a plural. It has a singular. What is that singular? Zu. Now, Ulu is a plural. What is the singular? There is no singular. Ulu only comes in plural. There is no singular. Are you with me? We must remember that. Ulu, Uli, how will you make this mansub, brother? Okay, I write down, I don't have much space. Uli, are you with me? Uli, and again Uli here. That is why you say Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul wa Ulil Amra. Ulil Amra. That is the word, it is coming. And it is plural. It has no singular. This has to be remembered. Huh? So, what is the equivalent of Ulu? Zavu. Okay. Zavu has a singular, Zu. But Ulu does not have a singular. You got to remember this, inshallah. So, what is the meaning of this, brother? وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ And none bears this in mind except the one who has got insight. Who has got insight? Except the one who are endowed with insight. Who are gifted with insight. Who are blessed with insight by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ulil al-bab. Ulul al-bab or ulil al-bab. Okay. Any case, al-bab will be mudaf ilayhi. Whether ulu is marfu or mansub or majrur. Ulul al-babi or ulil al-babi. Okay. So, the point I wanted to describe is that it has come here, ulu. So remember, it has no singular. And ulu is same thing as zavu. Are you with me? Inshallah. You will remember this, brothers and sisters. Ulu means possessor. Possessor of insight. Possessors of insight. Allah has gifted them with insight. How do you find this verse, brothers and sisters? Isn't it beautiful? Yuti hikmah, Allah gives wisdom to whom He wishes. And the one who is given hikmah, truly he has been given khair kaseer, abundance of goodness. And none can understand it or realize it. Or feel it, or bear it in mind, except those whom Allah has given hikmah. Who has been given insight. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah you'll remember this. But again, brother, this is Quran and see, shartiya, jumla, shartiya. But in a very beautiful way. And the thing that I like this very much, this ayah, Because it gives us the various form of artha yuti. Gives us extra practice to remember artha yuti. Now, during this weekend, you will make an effort to conjugate artha and yuti, and you will also conjugate utiya and yuta. Just for the fun of it, brother. Artha, let's conjugate. Look at this and keep this in your mind and use your mind to conjugate. Artha. 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 This one. Artha. Artaya. Artau. Artat. Artata. And then artaina. Then it's easy. Okay. Yuti. Yoti. Yoti. There's a hamza there. Yoti. Yoti yani yotuna. Toti. Toti yani yotina. Inshallah, you'll be able to do it. Okay, now try ourselves with majhul. So this is utiya. Ready? You got to remember. I always tell you, don't forget to forget. And that is nasiya. To forget. Utiya. Utiya. Utu. Utu. Remember? And then utiyat. Utiyata. Utina. Fine. And then yuta. Yutayani. Yutauna. Yutauna. Tuta. Tutayani. Yutaina. But then if you use your mind, you will never make a mistake. And it is fun. It is fun. Now, you should write it, inshallah. Make an effort to write it. These two verbs, ata and ata, madi, mudariya, madi majhul, mudariya, majhul. Make an effort, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. The next one. What is the next exercise? Number 7, istakhrij min ad-darsi afal bab afala wa mushtaqatiya, derivatives. Everything that is associated with bab afala, everything that is associated with bab afala, you will take out from the dars. And you know what? We've already done it. When we're studying the dars, we did try to underline it, highlight it. Okay.